2. The zeal and success of Mathathias, his exhortation to his sons at his death. In those days arose Mathathias, the son of John, the son of Simeon, a priest of the sons of Jorib, from Jerusalem, and he abode in the mountains of Modin. And he had 5 sons, John, who was surnamed Gaddis, and Simon, who was surnamed Thesai, and Judas, who was called Maccabeus, and Eleazar, who was surnamed Abaron, and Jonathan, who was surnamed Apphus. These saw the evils that were done of the people of Judah and in Jerusalem. And Mathathias said, Woe is me, wherefore was I born to see the ruin of my people and the ruin of the holy city, and to dwell there when it is given into the hands of the enemies? The holy places are come into the hands of strangers. Her temple is become as a man without honor. The vessels of her glory are carried away captive. Her old men are murdered in the streets, and her young men are fallen by the sword of the enemies. What nation hath not inherited her kingdom and gotten of her spoils? All her ornaments are taken away. She that was free is made a slave. And behold, our sanctuary and our beauty and our glory is laid waste, and the Gentiles have defiled them. To what end, then, should we live any longer? And Mathathias and his sons rent their garments, and they covered themselves with haircloth and made great lamentation. And they that were sent from King Antiochus came thither to compel them that were fled into the city of Modin to sacrifice and to burn incense and to depart from the law of God. And many of the people of Israel consented and came to them. But Mathathias and his sons stood firm. And they that were sent from Antiochus answering said to Mathathias, Thou art a ruler and an honorable and great man in this city and adorned with sons and brethren. Therefore, come thou first and obey the king's commandment, as all nations have done, and the men of Judah, and they that remain in Jerusalem, and thou and thy son shall be in the number of the king's friends, and enriched with gold and silver and many presents. Then Mathathias answered and said with a loud voice, Although all nations obey King Antiochus, so as to depart every man from the service of the law of his fathers and consent to his commandments, I and my sons and my brethren will obey the law of our fathers. God be merciful unto us. It is not profitable for us to forsake the law and the justices of God. We will not hearken to the words of King Antiochus, neither will we sacrifice and transgress the commandments of our law to go another way. Now as he left off speaking these words, there came a certain Jew in the sight of all to sacrifice to the idols upon the altar in the city of Modin, according to the king's commandment. And Mathathias saw and was grieved, and his reins trembled, and his wrath was kindled according to the judgment of the law, and running upon him he slew him upon the altar. Moreover, the man whom King Antiochus had sent, who compelled them to sacrifice, he slew at the same time, and pulled down the altar, and showed zeal for the law, as Phinehas did by Zimri the son of Salome. And Mathathias cried out in the city with a loud voice, saying, Every one that hath zeal for the law and maintaineth the testament, let him follow me. So he and his sons fled into the mountains and left all that they had in the city. Then many that sought after judgment and justice went down into the desert, and they abode there, they and their children and their wives and their cattle, because afflictions increased upon them. And it was told to the king's men and to the army that was in Jerusalem in the city of David that certain men who had broken the king's commandment were gone away into the secret places in the wilderness, and that many were gone after them. And forthwith they went out towards them, and made war against them on the Sabbath day. And they said to them, Do you still resist? Come forth, and do according to the edict of King Antiochus, and you shall live. And they said, We will not come forth, neither will we obey the king's edict to profane the Sabbath day. And they made haste to give them battle, but they answered them not. Neither did they cast a stone at them, nor stopped up the secret places, saying, Let us all die in our innocency, and heaven and earth shall be witnesses for us that you put us to death wrongfully. So they gave them battle on the Sabbath, and they were slain with their wives and their children and their cattle, to the number of 1,000 persons. And Mathathias and his friends heard of it, and they mourned for them exceedingly. And every man said to his neighbor, If we shall all do as our brethren have done, and not fight against the heathens for our lives and our justifications, they will now quickly root us out of the earth. And they determined in that day, saying, Whosoever shall come up against us to fight on the Sabbath day, we will fight against him, and we will not all die, as our brethren that were slain in the secret places. Then was assembled to them the congregation of the Assyrians, the stoutest of Israel, every one that had a good will for the law. And all they that fled from the evils joined themselves to them, and were a support to them. And they gathered an army, and slew the sinners in their wrath, and the wicked men in their indignation, and the rest fled to the nations for safety. And Mattathias and his friends went round about, and they threw down the altars, and they circumcised all the children whom they found in the confines of Israel that were uncircumcised, and they did valiantly. And they pursued after the children of pride, and the work prospered in their hands. And they recovered the law out of the hands of the nations, and out of the hands of the kings, and they yielded not the horn to the sinner. Now the days drew near that Mattathias should die, and he said to his sons, Now hath pride and chastisement gotten strength, and the time of destruction and the wrath of indignation. Now therefore, O my sons, be ye zealous for the law, and give your lives for the covenant of your fathers, and call to remembrance the works of the fathers which they have done in their generations, and you shall receive great glory and an everlasting name. Was not Abraham found faithful in temptation, and it was reputed to him unto justice? Joseph in the time of his distress kept the commandment, and he was made lord of Egypt. Phinehas our father, by being fervent in the zeal of God, received the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Jesus, while he fulfilled the word, was made ruler in Israel. Caleb, for bearing witness before the congregation, received an inheritance. David, by his mercy, obtained the throne of an everlasting kingdom. Elias, while he was full of zeal for the law, was taken up into heaven. Ananias and Azarias and Mishael, by believing, were delivered out of the flame. Daniel, in his innocency, was delivered out of the mouth of the lions. And thus consider through all generations that none that trust in him fail in strength. And fear not the words of a sinful man, for his glory is dung and worms. Today he is lifted up, and tomorrow he shall not be found, because he is returned into his earth, and his thought is come to nothing. You therefore, my sons, take courage and behave manfully in the law, for by it you shall be glorious. And behold, I know that your brother Simon is a man of counsel. Give ear to him always, and he shall be a father to you. And Judas Maccabeus, who is valiant and strong from his youth up, let him be the leader of your army, and he shall manage the war of the people. And you shall take to you all that observe the law, and revenge ye the wrong of your people. Render to the Gentiles their reward, and take heed to the precepts of the law. And he blessed them, and was joined to his fathers. And he died in the 146th year, and he was buried by his sons in the sepulchres of his fathers in Modin. And all Israel mourned for him with great mourning. Chapter 3. Judas Maccabeus succeeds his father and overthrows Apollonius and Seron. A great army is sent against him out of Syria. He prepares his people for battle by fasting and prayer. Then his son Judas, called Maccabeus, rose up in his stead, and all his brethren helped him, and all they that had joined themselves to his father, and they fought with cheerfulness the battle of Israel. And he got his people great honor, put on a breastplate as a giant, and girt his warlike armor about him in battles, and protected the camp with his sword. In his acts he was like a lion, and like a lion's whelp roaring for his prey. And he pursued the wicked and sought them out, and them that trouble his people he burnt with fire. And his enemies were driven away for fear of him, and all the workers of iniquity were troubled, and salvation prospered in his hand. And he grieved many kings, and made Jacob glad with his works. His memory is blessed forever. And he went through the cities of Judah, and destroyed the wicked out of them, and turned away wrath from Israel. And he was renowned even to the uttermost part of the earth. And he gathered them that were perishing. And Apollonius gathered together the Gentiles, and a numerous and great army from Samaria to make war against Israel. And Judas understood it, and went forth to meet him. And he overthrew him, and killed him, and many fell down slain, and the rest fled away. And he took their spoils, and Judas took the sword of Apollonius, and fought with it all his lifetime. And Seron, captain of the army of Syria, heard that Judas had assembled a company of the faithful, and a congregation with him. And he said, I will get me a name, and will be glorified in the kingdom, and will overthrow Judas, and those that are with him, that have despised the edict of the king. And he made himself ready, and the host of the wicked went up with him, strong succors to be revenged of the children of Israel. And they approached even as far as Betharon, and Judas went forth to meet him with a small company. But when they saw the army coming to meet them, they said to Judas, "How shall we, being few, be able to fight against so great a multitude and so strong? And we are ready to faint with fasting today." And Judas said, "It is an easy matter for many to be shut up in the hands of a few. And there is no difference in the sight of the God of heaven to deliver with a great multitude or with a small company. For the success of war is not in the multitude of the army, but strength cometh from heaven. They come against us with an insolent multitude, and with pride, to destroy us and our wives and our children, and to take our spoils. But we will fight for our lives and our laws. And the Lord himself will overthrow them before our face. But as for you, fear them not." And as soon as he had made an end of speaking, he rushed suddenly upon them, and Seron and his host were overthrown before him. And he pursued him by the descent of Betharon, even to the plain. And there fell of them 800 men, and the rest fled into the land of the Philistines. And the fear of Judas and of his brethren and the dread of them fell upon all the nations round about them. And his fame came to the king, and all nations told of the battles of Judas. Now when King Antiochus heard these words, he was angry in his mind, and he sent and gathered the forces of all his kingdom, an exceeding strong army. And he opened his treasury and gave out pay to the army for a year, and he commanded them that they should be ready for all things. And he perceived that the money of his treasures failed, and that the tributes of the country were small because of the dissension, and the evil that he had brought upon the land, that he might take away the laws of old times. And he feared that he should not have as formerly enough for charges and gifts, which he had given before with a liberal hand, for he had abounded more than the kings that had been before him. And he was greatly perplexed in mind, and proposed to go into Persia, and to take tributes of the countries, and to gather much money. And he left Lysias, a nobleman of the blood royal, to oversee the affairs of the kingdom, from the river Euphrates even to the river of Egypt, to bring up his son Antiochus till he come again. And he delivered to him half the army and the elephants, and he gave him charge concerning all that he would have done, and concerning the inhabitants of Judea and Jerusalem, and that he should send an army against them to destroy and root out the strength of Israel and the remnant of Jerusalem, and to take away the memory of them from that place, and that he should settle strangers to dwell on all their coasts and divide their land by lot. So the king took the half of the army that remained and went forth from Antioch, the chief city of his kingdom, in the 147th year. And he passed over the river Euphrates and went through the higher countries. Then Lysias chose Ptolemy, the son of Doraminus, and Nicanor, and Gorgias, mighty men of the king's friends. And he sent with them 40,000 men and 7,000 horsemen to go into the land of Judah and to destroy it according to the king's orders. So they went forth with all their power, and came and pitched near Emmaus in the plain country. And the merchants of the countries heard the fame of them. And they took silver and gold in abundance, and servants. And they came into the land to buy the children of Israel for slaves. And there were joined to them the forces of Syria and of the land of the strangers. And Judas and his brethren saw that evils were multiplied, and that the armies approached to their borders. And they knew the orders the king had given to destroy the people and utterly abolish them. And they said every man to his neighbor, "Let us raise up the low condition of our people, and let us fight for our people and our sanctuary." And the assembly was gathered that they might be ready for battle, and that they might pray and ask mercy and compassion. Now Jerusalem was not inhabited, but was like a desert. There was none of her children that went in or out, and the sanctuary was trodden down. The children of strangers were in the castle. There was the habitation of the Gentiles, and joy was taken away from Jacob, and the pipe and harp ceased there. And they assembled together, and came to Masphah over against Jerusalem, for in Masphah was a place of prayer, heretofore in Israel. And they fasted that day, and put on haircloth, and put ashes upon their heads, and they rent their garments, and they laid upon the books of the law in which the Gentiles searched for the likeness of their idols. And they brought the priestly ornaments and the first fruit and tithes, and stirred up the Nazarites that had fulfilled their days. And they cried with a loud voice toward heaven, saying, "What shall we do with these, and whither shall we carry them? For thy holies are trodden down, and are profaned, and thy priests are in mourning, and are brought low. And behold, the nations are come together against us to destroy us. Thou knowest what they intend against us. How shall we be able to stand before their face, unless thou, O God, help us? Then they sounded with trumpets, and cried out with a loud voice. And after this Judas appointed captains over the people, over thousands, and over hundreds, and over fifties, and over tens. And he said to them that were building houses, or had betrothed wives, or were planting vineyards, or were fearful, that they should return every man to his house according to the law. So they removed the camp, and pitched on the south side of Emmaus. And Judas said, Gird yourselves, and be valiant men, and be ready against the morning, that you may fight with these nations that are assembled against us to destroy us and our sanctuary. For it is better for us to die in battle than to see the evils of our nation and of the holies. Nevertheless, as it shall be the will of God in heaven, so be it done. Chapter 4. Judas routs the king's army. Gorgias flees before him. Lysias comes against him with a great army, but is defeated. Judas cleanses the temple, sets up a new altar, and fortifies the sanctuary. Then Gorgias took 5,000 men and 1,000 of the best horsemen, and they removed out of the camp by night, that they might come upon the camp of the Jews and strike them suddenly. And the men that were of the castle were their guides. And Judas heard of it, and rose up, he and the valiant men, to attack the king's forces that were in Emmaus. For as yet the army was dispersed from the camp. And Gorgias came by night into the camp of Judas, and found no man, and he sought them in the mountains. For he said, These men flee from us. And when it was day, Judas showed himself in the plain with 3,000 men only, who neither had armor nor swords. And they saw the camp of the Gentiles, that it was strong, and the men in breastplates, and the horsemen round about them, and these were trained up to war. And Judas said to the men that were with him, Fear ye not their multitude, neither be ye afraid of their assault. Remember in what manner our fathers were saved in the Red Sea, when Pharaoh pursued them with a great army. And now let us cry to heaven, and the Lord will have mercy on us, and we will remember the covenant of our fathers, and will destroy this army before our face this day. And all nations shall know that there is one that redeemeth and delivereth Israel. And the strangers lifted up their eyes, and saw them coming against them. And they went out of the camp to battle. And they that were with Judas sounded the trumpet. And they joined battle, and the Gentiles were routed, and fled into the plain. But all the hindmost of them fell by the sword, and they pursued them as far as Jezeron, and even to the plains of Idumea, and of Azotus, and of Jamnia. And there fell of them to the number of 3,000 men. And Judas returned again with his army that followed him. And he said to the people, Be not greedy of the spoils, for there is war before us. And Gorgias and his army are near us in the mountains. But stand ye now against our enemies, and overthrow them, and you shall take the spoils afterwards with safety. And as Judas was speaking these words, behold, part of them appeared, looking forth from the mountain. And Gorgias saw that his men were put to flight, and that they had set fire to the camp, for the smoke that was seen declared what was done. And when they had seen this, they were seized with great fear, seeing at the same time Judas and his army in the plain ready to fight. So they all fled away into the land of the strangers, and Judas returned to take the spoils of the camp. And they got much gold and silver and blue silk and purple of the sea and great riches. And returning home, they sung a hymn and blessed God in heaven, because he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. So Israel had a great deliverance that day. And such of the strangers as escaped went and told Lysias all that had happened. And when he heard these things, he was amazed and discouraged, because things had not succeeded in Israel according to his mind, and as the king had commanded. So the year following Lysias gathered together 70,000 chosen men and 500 horsemen, that he might subdue them. And they came into Judea and pitched their tents in Betharon, and Judas met them with 10,000 men. And they saw that the army was strong, and he prayed and said, Blessed art thou, O Savior of Israel, who didst break the violence of the mighty by the hand of thy servant David, and didst deliver up the camp of the strangers into the hands of Jonathan the son of Saul, and of his armor-bearer. Shut up this army in the hands of thy people Israel, and let them be confounded in their host and their horsemen. Strike them with fear, and cause the boldness of their strength to languish, and let them quake at their own destruction. Cast them down with the sword of them that love thee, and let all that know thy name praise thee with hymns. And they joined battle, and there fell of the army of Lysias 5,000 men. And when Lysias saw that his men were put to flight, and how bold the Jews were, and that they were ready either to live or to die manfully, he went to Antioch, and chose soldiers that they might come again into Judea with greater numbers. Then Judas and his brethren said, Behold, our enemies are discomfited. Let us go up now to cleanse the holy places and to repair them. And all the army assembled together, and they went up into Mount Zion. And they saw the sanctuary desolate, and the altar profaned, and the gates burnt, and shrubs growing up in the courts, as in a forest, or on the mountains, and the chambers joining to the temple thrown down. And they rent their garments and made great lamentation, and put ashes on their heads, and they fell down to the ground on their faces, and they sounded with the trumpets of alarm, and they cried towards heaven. Then Judas appointed men to fight against them that were in the castle, till they had cleansed the holy places. And he chose priests without blemish, whose will was set upon the law of God. And they cleansed the holy places, and took away the stones that had been defiled into an unclean place. And he considered about the altar of holocausts that had been profaned, what he should do with it. And a good counsel came into their minds to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them, because the Gentiles had defiled it. So they threw it down. And they laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place, till there should come a prophet and give answer concerning them. Then they took whole stones according to the law, and built a new altar according to the former. And they built up the holy places, and the things that were within the temple. And they sanctified the temple and the courts. And they made new holy vessels, and brought in the candlestick, and the altar of incense, and the table into the temple. And they put incense upon the altar, and lighted up the lamps that were upon the candlestick, and they gave light in the temple. And they set the loaves upon the table, and hung up the veils, and finished all the works that they had begun to make. And they arose before the morning, in the 25th day of the 9th month, which is the month of Casleu, in the 148th year. And they offered sacrifice according to the law upon the new altar of holocausts which they had made, according to the time and according to the day wherein the heathens had defiled it. In the same was it dedicated anew with canticles and harps and lutes and cymbals. And all the people fell upon their faces and adored, and blessed up to heaven him that had prospered them. And they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days, and they offered holocausts with joy and sacrifices of salvation and of praise. And they adorned the front of the temple with crowns of gold and escutcheons, and they renewed the gates and the chambers and hung doors upon them. And there was exceeding great joy among the people, and the reproach of the Gentiles was turned away. And Judas and his brethren and all the church of Israel decreed that the day of the dedication of the altar should be kept in its season from year to year for 8 days, and from the 25th day of the month of Kislev with joy and gladness. Built up also at that time Mount Zion with great walls and strong towers round about, lest the Gentiles should at any time come and tread it down as they did before. And he placed a garrison there to keep it, and he fortified it to secure Bethsura, that the people might have a defense against Idumea. Chapter 5. Judas and his brethren attack the enemies of their country, and deliver them that were distressed. Josephus and Azarias, attempting contrary to order to fight against their enemies, are defeated. Now it came to pass, when the nations round about heard that the altar and the sanctuary were built up as before, that they were exceeding angry, and they thought to destroy the generation of Jacob that were among them, and they began to kill some of the people and to persecute them. Then Judas fought against the children of Esau in Idumea, and them that were in Acrabathane, because they beset the Israelites round about them, and he made a great slaughter of them. And he remembered the malice of the children of Ben, who were a snare and a stumbling block to the people, by lying in wait for them in the way. And they were shut up by him in towers, and he set upon them, and devoted them to utter destruction, and burnt their towers with fire and all that were in them. Then he passed over to the children of Ammon, where he found a mighty power and much people. And Timotheus was their captain. And he fought many battles with them, and they were discomfited in their sight, and he smote them. And he took the city of Gezer and her towns and returned into Judea. And the Gentiles that were in Galaad assembled themselves together against the Israelites that were in their quarters to destroy them. And they fled into the fortress of Dathaman. And they sent letters to Judas and his brethren, saying, The heathens that are round about are gathered together against us to destroy us. And they are preparing to come and to take the fortress into which we are fled. And Timotheus is the captain of their host. Now therefore come and deliver us out of their hands, for many of us are slain. And all our brethren that were in the places of Tubin are killed. And they have carried away their wives and their children captives, and taken their spoils, and they have slain there almost 1,000 men. And while they were yet reading these letters, behold, there came other messengers out of Galilee with their garments rent, who related according to these words, saying that they of Ptolemais and of Tyre and of Sidon were assembled against them, and all Galilee is filled with strangers in order to consume us. Now when Judas and the people heard these words, a great assembly met together to consider what they should do for their brethren that were in trouble, and were assaulted by them. And Judas said to Simon his brother, Choose thee men, and go, and deliver thy brethren in Galilee, and I and my brother Jonathan will go into the country of Galaad. And he left Joseph the son of Zacharias and Azarias, captains of the people, with the remnant of the army in Judea to keep it. And he commanded them, saying, Take ye the charge of this people, but make no war against the heathens till we return. Now 3,000 men were allotted to Simon to go into Galilee, and 8,000 to Judas to go into the land of Galaad. And Simon went into Galilee, and fought many battles with the heathens. And the heathens were discomfited before his face, and he pursued them even to the gate of Ptolemais. And there fell of the heathens almost 3,000 men, and he took the spoils of them. And he took with him those that were in Galilee, and in Arbatis, with their wives and children, and all that they had, and he brought them into Judea with great joy. And Judas Maccabeus and Jonathan his brother passed over the Jordan, and went 3 days' journey through the desert. And the Nabatheans met them, and received them in a peaceable manner, and told them all that had happened to their brethren in the land of Galaad, and that many of them were shut up in Barasa, and in Bosor, and in Alima, and in Casphor, and in Magath, and in Carnaim, all these strong and great cities, yea, and that they were kept shut up in the rest of the cities of Galaad, and that they had appointed to bring their army on the morrow near to these cities, and to take them and to destroy them all in one day. Then Judas and his army suddenly turned their march into the desert to Bosor, and took the city. And he slew every male by the edge of the sword, and took all their spoils, and burnt it with fire. And they removed from thence by night, and went till they came to the fortress. And it came to pass that early in the morning, when they lifted up their eyes, behold, there were people without number, carrying ladders and engines to take the fortress and assault them. And Judas saw that the fight was begun, and the cry of the battle went up to heaven like a trumpet, and a great cry out of the city. And he said to his host, Fight ye today for your brethren. And he came with three companies behind them, and they sounded their trumpets and cried out in prayer. And the host of Timotheus understood that it was Maccabeus, and they fled away before his face, and they made a great slaughter of them. And there fell of them in that day almost 8,000 men. And Judas turned aside to Masphah, and assaulted, and took it, and he slew every male thereof, and took the spoils thereof, and burnt it with fire. From thence he marched, and took Casbon, and Magath, and Bosor, and the rest of the cities of Galaad. But after this Timotheus gathered another army, camped over against Raphon beyond the torrent. And Judas sent men to view the army, and they brought him word, saying, All the nations that are round about us are assembled unto him an army exceeding great. And they have hired the Arabians to help them, and they have pitched their tents beyond the torrent, ready to come to fight against thee. And Judas went to meet them. And Timotheus said to the captains of his army, When Judas and his army come near the torrent of water, if he pass over unto us first, we shall not be able to withstand him, for he will certainly prevail over us. But if he be afraid to pass over and camp on the other side of the river, we will pass over to them and shall prevail against him. And when Judas came near the torrent of water, he set the scribes of the people by the torrent and commanded them, saying, Suffer no man to stay behind, but let all come to the battle. And he passed over to them first, and all the people after him and all the heathens were discomfited before them. And they threw away their weapons and fled to the temple that was in Carnaim. And he took that city, and the temple he burnt with fire, with all things that were therein. And Carnaim was subdued, and could not stand against the face of Judas. And Judas gathered together all the Israelites that were in the land of Galaad, from the least even to the greatest, and their wives and children, and an army exceeding great, to come into the land of Judah. And they came as far as Ephron. Now this was a great city situate in the way, strongly fortified, and there was no means to turn from it on the right hand or on the left, but the way was through the midst of it. And they that were in the city shut themselves in, and stopped up the gates with stones. And Judas sent to them with peaceable words, saying, Let us pass through your land to go into our country, and no man shall hurt you. We will only pass through on foot. But they would not open to them. Then Judas commanded proclamation to be made in the camp, that they should make an assault every man in the place where he was. And the men of the army drew near, and he assaulted that city all the day, and all the night. And the city was delivered into his hands. And they slew every male with the edge of the sword. And he razed the city, and took the spoils thereof, and passed through all the city over them that were slain. Then they passed over the Jordan to the great plain that is over against Bethsan. And Judas gathered together the hindmost, and he exhorted the people all the way through, till they came into the land of Judah. And they went up to Mount Zion with joy and gladness, and offered holocausts, because not one of them was slain till they had returned in peace. Now in the days that Judas and Jonathan were in the land of Galaad, and Simon his brother in Galilee before Ptolemais, Joseph the son of Zacharias, and Azarias captain of the soldiers, heard of the good success in the battles that were fought. And he said, Let us also get us a name, and let us go fight against the Gentiles that are round about us. And he gave charge to them that were in his army. And they went towards Jamnia. And Gorgias and his men went out of the city to give them battle. And Joseph and Azarias were put to flight, and were pursued unto the borders of Judea. And there fell on that day of the people of Israel about 2,000 men. And there was a great overthrow of the people, because they did not hearken to Judas and his brethren, thinking that they should do manfully. But they were not of the seed of those men by whom salvation was brought to Israel. And the men of Judah were magnified exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and of all the nations where their name was heard. And people assembled to them with joyful acclamations. Then Judas and his brethren went forth and attacked the children of Esau in the land toward the south. And he took Hebron and her towns, and he burnt the walls thereof and the towers all round about it. And he removed his camp to go into the land of the aliens, and he went through Samaria. In that day some priests fell in battle, while desiring to do manfully they went out unadvisedly to fight. And Judas turned to Azotus into the land of the strangers, and he threw down their altars, and he burnt the statues of their gods with fire. And he took the spoils of the cities, and returned into the land of Judah. Chapter 6. The fruitless repentance and death of Antiochus. His son comes against Judas with a formidable army. He besieges Sion, but at last makes peace with the Jews. Now King Antiochus was going through the higher countries, and he heard that the city of Elymais in Persia was greatly renowned and abounding in silver and gold, and that there was in it a temple exceeding rich, and coverings of gold and breastplates and shields, which King Alexander, son of Philip the Macedonian, that reigned first in Greece, had left there. Lo, he came and sought to take the city and to pillage it, but he was not able, because the design was known to them that were in the city. And they rose up against him in battle, and he fled away from thence, and departed with great sadness, and returned towards Babylonia. And whilst he was in Persia, there came one that told him how the armies that were in the land of Judah were put to flight, and that Lysias went with a very great power, and was put to flight before the face of the Jews, and that they were grown strong by the armor, and power, and store of spoils which they had gotten out of the camps which they had destroyed, and that they had thrown down the abomination which he had set up upon the altar in Jerusalem, and that they had compassed about the sanctuary with high walls as before, and Bethsura also his city. And it came to pass, when the king heard these words, that he was struck with fear and exceedingly moved, and he laid himself down upon his bed and fell sick for grief, because it had not fallen out to him as he imagined. And he remained there many days, for great grief came more and more upon him, and he made account that he should die. And he called for all his friends and said to them, Sleep is gone from my eyes, and I am fallen away, and my heart is cast down for anxiety. And I said in my heart, Into how much tribulation am I come, and into what floods of sorrow, wherein now I am, I that was pleasant and beloved in my power. But now I remember the evils that I have done in Jerusalem, from whence also I took away all the spoils of gold and of silver that were in it, and I sent to destroy the inhabitants of Judah without cause. I know therefore that for this cause these evils have found me, and behold, I perish with great grief in a strange land. Then he called Philip, one of his friends, and he made him regent over all his kingdom. And he gave him the crown, and his robe, and his ring, that he should go to Antiochus his son, and should bring him up for the kingdom. So King Antiochus died there in the year 149. And Lysias understood that the king was dead, and he set up Antiochus his son to reign, whom he brought up young. And he called his name Eupator. Now they that were in the castle had shut up the Israelites round about the holy places, and they were continually seeking their hurt and to strengthen the Gentiles. And Judas proposed to destroy them, and he called together all the people to besiege them. And they came together and besieged them in the year 150, and they made battering slings and engines. And some of the besieged got out, and some wicked men of Israel joined themselves unto them. And they went to the king and said, How long dost thou delay to execute the judgment and to revenge our brethren? We determined to serve thy father and to do according to his orders and obey his edicts. And for this they of our nation are alienated from us and have slain as many of us as they could find and have spoiled our inheritances. Neither have they put forth their hand against us only, but also against all our borders. And behold, they have approached this day to the castle of Jerusalem to take it, and they have fortified the stronghold of Bethsura. And unless thou speedily prevent them, they will do greater things than these, and thou shalt not be able to subdue them. Now when the king heard this, he was angry, and he called together all his friends and the captains of his army, and them that were over the horsemen. There came also to him from other realms and from the islands of the sea higher troops, and the number of his army was 100,000 footmen, and 20,000 horsemen and 32 elephants trained to battle. And they went through Idumea and approached to Bethsura and fought many days, and they made engines, but they sallied forth and burnt them with fire and fought manfully. And Judas departed from the castle and removed the camp to Beth-Zacharam, over against the king's camp. And the king rose before it was light and made his troops march on fiercely towards the way of Beth-Zacharam. And the armies made themselves ready for the battle, and they sounded the trumpets, and they showed the elephants the blood of grapes and mulberries to provoke them to fight. And they distributed the beasts by the legions, and there stood by every elephant 1,000 men in coats of mail, and with helmets of brass on their heads, and 500 horsemen set in order were chosen for every beast. These before the time, wheresoever the beast was, they were there, and whithersoever it went, they went, and they departed not from it. And upon the beast there were strong wooden towers which covered every one of them, and engines upon them, and upon every one 32 valiant men who fought from above, and an Indian to rule the beast. And the rest of the horsemen he placed on this side and on that side at the two wings, with trumpets to stir up the army and to hasten them forward that stood thick together in the legions thereof. Now when the sun shone upon the shields of gold and of brass, the mountains glittered therewith, and they shone like lamps of fire. And part of the king's army was distinguished by the high mountains, and the other part by the low places, and they marched on warily and orderly. And all the inhabitants of the land were moved at the noise of their multitude, and the marching of the company, and the rattling of the armor, for the army was exceeding great and strong. And Judas and his army drew near for battle, and there fell of the king's army 600 men. And Eleazar the son of Sarah saw one of the beasts harnessed with the king's harness, and it was higher than the other beasts, and it seemed to him that the king was on it, and he exposed himself to deliver his people and to get himself an everlasting name. And he ran up to it boldly in the midst of the legion, killing on the right hand and on the left, and they fell by him on this side and that side. And he went between the feet of the elephant and put himself under it, and slew it, and it fell to the ground upon him, and he died there. Then they, seeing the strength of the king and the fierceness of his army, turned away from them. But the king's army went up against them to Jerusalem, and the king's army pitched their tents against Judea and Mount Zion. And he made peace with them that were in Bethsura, and they came forth out of the city, because they had no victuals, being shut up there, for it was the year of rest to the land. And the king took Bethsura, and he placed there a garrison to keep it. And he turned his army against the sanctuary for many days, and he set up there battering slings, and engines and instruments to cast fire, and engines to cast stones and javelins, and pieces to shoot arrows and slings. And they also made engines against their engines, and they fought for many days. But there were no victuals in the city, because it was the seventh year. And such as had stayed in Judea of them that came from among the nations had eaten the residue of all that which had been stored up. And there remained in the holy places but a few, for the famine had prevailed over them, and they were dispersed every man to his own place. Now Lysias heard that Philip, whom King Antiochus, while he lived, had appointed to bring up his son Antiochus and to reign to be king, was returned from Persia and Media with the army that went with him, and that he sought to take upon him the affairs of the kingdom. Wherefore he made haste to go and say to the king and to the captains of the army, "We decay delay, and our provision of victuals is small, and the place that we lay siege to is strong, and it lieth upon us to take order for the affairs of the kingdom. Now therefore let us come to an agreement with these men, and make peace with them and with all their nation, and let us covenant with them, that they may live according to their own laws as before. For because of our despising their laws, they have been provoked, and have done all these things." And the proposal was acceptable in the sight of the king and of the princes, and he sent to them to make peace, and they accepted of it. And the king and the princes swore to them, and they came out of the stronghold. Then the king entered into Mount Zion and saw the strength of the place, and he quickly broke the oath that he had taken, and gave commandment to throw down the wall round about. And he departed in haste and returned to Antioch, where he found Philip master of the city, and he fought against him and took the city. End of Psi 2. Please fast forward.